This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen of Illinois says he would like to be in Washington working on the House Armed Services Committee. But lawmakers were sent home last week, a few days after the U.S. and Israel started bombing Iran.
I think it's shameful that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson does not have us doing the work in Washington, D.C., that no one is there right now.
Sorensen says he's been unable to get an answer from the administration when he asks what will happen next in the war. Sorensen says Americans want the government to work on reducing the cost of living. He says they don't want another forever war. The March primary election is next Tuesday, and a candidate vying for the GOP nomination for Illinois governor is cranking up the heat. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Ted Dabrowski is out with a new ad attacking one of his opponents in the four-way primary. The former president of conservative think tank Wirepoint says beating Governor J.B. Pritzker will require a Republican who can court suburbanites.
Victory runs through the suburbs, and Darren Bailey is a disaster in the suburbs. It's why Pritzker wanted to run against him 4 years ago and wants to again.
Bailey was the 2022 GOP gubernatorial nominee and lost all but one of the five collar counties to Pritzker. Bailey's campaign is on a bus tour downstate through Sunday. Also running are video gambling mogul Rick Heidner and DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The U.S. EPA will be reviewing cleanup progress of four Illinois Superfund sites this year, launching a new round of required five-year evaluations to make sure past remediation work is still protecting public health and the environment. One of the sites under review is the Sangamo Electric Dump at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. Each site will get a full assessment, and EPA will post the final reports online once they're complete. Five-year reviews are required whenever hazardous material remains on the site at levels that limit unrestricted use. The process allows EPA to confirm the cleanup remedies are working as intended and remain protective over time. The Superfund program, created by Congress in 1980, it focuses on investigating and cleaning up the nation's most complex and hazardous waste sites with the goal of returning them to safe, productive use. You're listening to WSIU.